Welcome. This session describes how you can upgrade your team project from Dev 10 or Visual Studio 2010 to TFS 11. There are two parts in this upgrade. First, you need to upgrade the server. My colleague Ed Holloway is doing a video on that topic, and this describes how you can enable your features by modifying your team project. But before I dive into what steps you need to do, I first want to show you what we have added to TFS 11 and what you have to enable. So the first thing is my work, and it is the new thing on the Team Explorer, and it shows you the work items you are working on. And there is some slight modification you have to do there. Code review, it enables the developer to ask and do code review on changes that your peers did. Feedback is a tool to enable the stakeholders to give feedback about your application. Storyboarding, we have added a very nice storyboarding tool in PowerPoint, and we have on your requirement work item, we have a new tab to integrate the PowerPoint into the work item. The backlogs is a way how you can stack rank your work and do the estimating of the work. And the board is a very nice feature you can use in your daily stand-ups to see what the progress is of your current iteration. So when we're talking about the configuration that you need to do in your team project, we are talking about a couple of configuration sections. The first one is your work item types and the categories. So we've added a couple of new categories and a couple of new work item types. And we will give you guidance how you can import those and which one you have to import. The second one is we have added some agile configuration and common configuration. Those are two new files. And I'll show you in detail how the configuration works and what you can modify how you can modify those settings in the configuration files. So let's start with the easiest one. That's the code review. For code review, you see the window over here, and it is it has two new categories: the code review request and the response, and also two new work item types that you have to use: the code review request and the code review response. The only thing you have to do is add those categories and import the work item types, and code review will work. The second one is feedback. It has the same analogy as the code review. It has the two new categories, the feedback request and the feedback response category, and two new work item types. But there is some additional things you have to do. In the common configuration file, you see a couple of fields over here that are mapped, and we call those the meta fields, and also some mapping between your states in your work item type and the states, our well-known states, and we call them the meta states. So you have to do some mapping between the field in the work item type and the known field or the known state that we use in the tool. For feedback, that's not really something to modify, because we added the new work item types in this step. But it's good to know that you need to have these in your common configuration. So when you're talking about my work, this is the my work pane, and over here you can define what the work items are in progress or are suspended, and you do some transitions from your work item for the states. So for example, when you move something to in progress, the state will transition from new to active. And in the next slide, I will tell you how you can how that is controlled in the configuration. And also, you see over here a list of available work items. And I will also show you how you can configure what list you see over there. So the first one is the transitions for the when you put something in progress. So when you you can add a work item to in progress or remove it from in progress, and we've added the action on the transition. Until now, we only supported one action, and it was the check-in action. So when you do check-in and you attach a work item, it will look for that action and apply the, that transition. Right now, you have two new actions called start work and stop work, and just apply to one or more transitions that you want to be able to transition your work item from. In the process templates that we ship, we go from new to active, or the similar state in the other process templates. This is the agile one, and the stop work goes from active to new. When you look at to the list of the available work items, there are two things how you can control that. The first one is the dynamic one. It shows you all the work items that is that are in the category that is mapped in the task work items. So this is something you can see in the common configuration too. And it also shows you all the bug work items. If we have the out-of-the-box process templates, it will give you the task and the bug work item types in the list. And it shows you all the work items in those categories assigned to you that are in the proposed, over here, the type proposed or the type in progress. And so in, if you have the Agile process template, an Agile team project, it will show you all the new and active tasks and all the active and resolved bugs. So that's the dynamic part of the query. You can also add, as you see over here, the high priority work and the work older than 7 days. Those are the queries that are in the root of the my queries. So it will only pick up the queries that is in the root folder of the my queries. So unfortunately, you cannot share it with your team members, but that's easy to do by just copying the query and give a copy to the other user, and they can add it to the root folder of my queries too. So then we proceed with the storyboarding. Out of the box, we have added the, in the process templates for Dev 11, we have added the storyboard tabs in there, and we you can add that too by just adding this XML to your requirement work item, and we have a new control called the storyboards control, and that will give you this UI. So now we'll be proceed to the product backlog. And over here, there are a lot of things to modify and to configure. So this is where the Agile configuration and the common configuration comes really into place. We have a couple of sections over here. We have the add panel. We have some rows that we show you. We have over here an order field, so it so you can stack rank your stories, and the columns that you want to see. And there is also an effort, and a velocity chart over there, and that is steered by the effort field. So when you take a look at the columns you want to see in the product backlog, it's just a list of the columns, and this is what you get out of the box, and you can add new columns if you wish. The add panel is similar, just add the fields that you want to see in the add panel, and you can add as many fields as you you like. So the product backlog shows out of the box some rows in there, some stories or product backlog items or requirements dependent on the process template that you use. And the requirements that are shown over there are dynamically are retrieved by a dynamic query. And the dynamic query uses the this information in the common configuration. So first of all, it looks at the requirement work items, and then it is mapped to a specific category, and we will show you all the work items that are in that category. And then it will show you all the requirements that have the new state. So that is the state that is mapped to the proposed meta state. And all the stories that are mapped to the in-progress meta state, but they're not assigned to an iteration. So if you have a story that is mapped to an iteration, it will be removed from the product backlog as soon as it is in progress. And the story is always removed from the product backlog if it is not mapped. So for example, if you choose the state cut, or when the story is, or the requirement is done. To control how the velocity charts and the stack ranking, the sequence of the stories, those are just two field mappings. So that's the meta fields again. And you can map any field you like. So when we have the product backlog, we go even further into the iteration backlog. The product backlog is what is the work to be done, and the iteration backlog is what are we going to do in the current iteration or the current sprint. So we see over here the parent rows, and a parent row has some child rows. We again see some columns also, which you can configure. And again, the contents of the iteration backlog is constructed by dynamic query, and that query is again using for the parent rows the requirement work items as we have seen it previously, and it will show you all the stories in either the proposed, in progress, or complete meta state, or if there is a imagine that you have done a story in the previous sprint but you have assigned a task to the current sprint, so the iteration of the story is not the current sprint anymore. We will still show you the parent, so the parent user story. Otherwise, the task will be an orphan, and that's not what you want. The child rows are the all the work item types, the work items of the work item type that are in the task category. So it's looking for the task work items and the category that's assigned to there. So if you have a custom category, you can change it if you like. And we will show you all the tasks that are either in the proposed, in progress, or complete meta state. Remember, it is not possible to have the same category or the same work item type in the task work items and the requirement work items. We hear often that we want to have the bug on the product backlog and on the in the board, as we see in the one of the next slides. That's unfortunately not possible. So you have to choose whether you want to see the bugs on your product backlog or on your board. And the columns again is just a list of the fields that you want to see in the iteration backlog. And you can find these settings as you see over here in the Agile configuration. Then one of the last things you can see on the iteration backlog is the burn down and your capacity planning, as well as the number of days remaining in the current sprint. And when you look at the burn down, as you see over here, there is some gray over there, that's the weekend, and you can control the days that are on the weekend. And the string that's over here is always the English name of the day of the week. The remaining work is mapped over here, as well as the activity. So the activity is the breakdown in your efforts. What we use internally is are the activities development and test to see if the two disciplines are well balanced and if they have both enough capacity. And you can also modify the format of your remaining work. So out of the box, it is the age of hours, but you can make it days or whatever you want to calculate in. We don't restrict you in using hours. You can use anything you like. And this is the activity field. You see it over here in the capacity. You can use the activity field to assign an activity to an individual member, but you can also override it in the work item itself. And the last thing in the that you want to configure in the board and backlog in the Agile planning tools, as we call it, is the board. And over here is again something interesting. We have the caption over here. That's something you can control or configure. The remaining work again, that's the same as in the iteration backlog. Which lanes you want to see, and the cards that are shown on the board. So we begin with the lanes that you see. It shows all the states that you have mapped in your task work items over there. So if you want to see 20 lanes, if you have 20 states you want to have mapped, that's fine. It's a big board, but we can do it. And the items that we show on the board is the same as the iteration backlog, but it's another pivot. And the remaining work is equal again. And you can change the name of the tab or the caption of the tag by modifying that plural name. So now we have gone through all the configurations that you can do on the new features. And now we know what's available. Now is the time to really upgrade your team projects. So how do I do that? Well, first of all, you need to upgrade your TFS server to Dev 11. And at Holloway, we'll cover that section. Oh, sorry. Go back. Second, you need to, when you do the installation of the, when you upgrade your server to Dev 11, we also install the Dev 11 process templates. And if you have an Agile team project, you can download the new Dev 11 process template from there, and we will use the artifacts that are in that downloaded process template to inject in your current team project. So download it, put it on your local disk, and it is a zip file, so you have to extract it, and then you need to go to the work item types folder, and you import the code review and feedback work item types. So that's step number three. If you have added the imported the work item types, we are importing the categories, and I have slides for that. So we you have to export your current categories with the with admin command, and then we are modifying the categories file, so we merge the categories that are new with your existing categories. And the categories that you need to add are over here. So it's the code review and the feedback. And then we have a new task category that was not there in Dev 11. And we have a new hidden types category. And the hidden types category will hide all the work items from the new work item button in Visual Studio and Web Access. So we have added the feedback and code review work items for you, and also the shared steps. So if you do the new, you don't see the shared steps anymore. And when you have merged those two files, import the categories in your team project, and you are fine. And the last thing you have to do is the importing the common configuration and the Agile configuration. If you have done modifications to your team project, it's very likely that the mappings that we provide for you in the process template don't match your current team project. So if you get error messages, and just try and import it, the error messages are pretty good, and modify the Agile and the common configuration to your needs so it applies to the settings that you have in your team project. And so what do we provide for you? What do we do? There is a very good document how you can do that on MSDN. And on that document on MSDN, we also provide you with a zip file. And the zip file is having all the with admin commands that you need to do to import the workaround types, import a category, and so on. And you can just run it. The zip file has a batch file to that executes all the with admin commands, and it also has some XML files. And those XML files are just the extracts from the process template that you can also do manually. If there are, if you have again a customized team project and mappings in the common configuration does not match your team project, go ahead and change the common configuration, run the batch file again, and you're all done. When you do all these steps, you have at least all the features enabled. You can work with the Dev 11 features, but you don't get the features like the start and stop work. So that's something you have to do manually, but with the steps that I provided, I'm sure you can do that. And as well as the storyboard integration, that's something you have to do also. That's not done by the zip file. So now you have, if you have done this, you can work with features. And if you want more information about the upgrade process, or if you're stuck, please go to these resources. So the upgrade document, which I described, which has the zip file attached, is over here. If you have any questions about the process templates or about the upgrade process, you can go to the MSDN forums. And we also have the ALM blog, which will have a couple of posts when the beta comes out about how you can upgrade. And if we have requests from people or problems, then we will provide answers over there. So with that, I want to thank you, and happy programming Dev 11.